This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Well, as they say, it truly does not matter who the host is. You are listening to the Rated R Safety Show. And today is Friday, May the 1st of 2020, day 122 of the year. And only 244 days left. Now, I have to tell you, I did screw up, and apparently I did leave the sound on in the background, so you might hear the monitor kind of swinging anyways. You are taking a listen to us here on safetyfm.com, safety.fm, or you'd be watching us exactly on some of the streaming services that we have available, such as safetyfm.tv. So thank you for taking a chance on us one more time. I know that we come in and come out and have conversations and do some things here where we get to spend some time together. And I like the time that we get to spend. Now, as always, we like to talk about what's going on with the show. I would normally get you right away started with feature story news, but as of right now, I want to go in and let you know that today, as we have been discussing through the whole week, some changes have occurred to safetyfm.com. So there are some scheduling changes. We did address them this morning on the Safety FM mini episode. So if you did take a listen to that one, that is something that is there, something that is previously available. And also, as you are fully aware, today is our last episode on the Spreaker streaming service. And I have to tell you, I want to go into that a little bit more as we move forward. But right now, let's get us all started with feature story news, because I think this is going to be important, us having some of the discussions of the things that are going on in the news. So let's go to there.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
U.S. President Donald Trump claims he's seen evidence the coronavirus started in a lab in China. President Trump says he's considering using tariffs against Beijing. Jagruti Dave reports from Washington.
The president is looking to back the rhetoric with possible action. The New York Times says U.S. intelligence agencies have been directed to find any evidence that could corroborate the unsupported theory that the coronavirus emerged from a Chinese government lab. President Trump was asked at the White House whether he had seen any evidence that gave him a high degree of confidence that the coronavirus came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The president replied, "Yes, I have," but said he couldn't say any more about it. I'm Jagruti Dave in Washington.
With 2 days to go till India's 40-day lockdown comes to an end, the number of coronavirus cases has crossed the 35,000 mark. Over 1,100 people have died in India, Neha Punia reports.
India recorded the largest single-day jump in cases on Friday. This even as the country is 2 days away from relaxing its nationwide lockdown. The government claims the shutdown has helped reduce the number of COVID-19 clusters across India by 23% in 15 days. But government data shows that in the same period, the number of districts reporting no new COVID-19 cases have decreased, indicating the virus is spreading but with reduced intensity. Experts warn that unless India tests significantly more people, it cannot flatten the curve. Currently, India is testing only 600 people per million, 10 times less than the global average. Neha Punia, New Delhi.
London's Heathrow Airport, the busiest in Europe, says it expects passenger numbers to be down around 97% in April and says they're likely to remain low until governments fighting the coronavirus outbreak deem it safe to travel. It comes as the boss of Ryanair, Europe's largest budget airline, announces job losses. Benji Hire reports from London.
The aviation industry is a sector hit hard by coronavirus. With people told to stay at home, they're doing, well, just that. And it means a dramatic reduction in air travel. Heathrow Airport in London announced a fall in revenue by almost 13%. That's the equivalent of $750 million. Yet the airport does at least have billions in liquidity, sufficient to maintain the business over the next 12 months, even with no passengers. Also desperate to survive the year, Irish airline Ryanair. Its CEO, Michael O'Leary, warns it'll take up to 6 months to refund 25 million passengers for flights cancelled because of the pandemic. He's also set to cut 3,000 jobs, 15% of Ryanair's workforce. Benji Hire, London.
In other news, Sudan has criminalised female genital mutilation and given it a 3-year jail sentence. The United Nations believes around 87% of women in the country between the ages of 14 and 49 have gone through FGM of some sort. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
I don't know why toilet flushing and this show always seem to have something to kind of go side to side with it, but hey, it is what it is, and that's the way that it goes from time to time. So anyways, as we do move forward with today's versionality of the show, hopefully everything's going fine inside of your neck of the woods, but as we proceed forward, you know what it is. You know it's the disclaimer time.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
So let's go ahead and take it from the top of the hit list. Nearly 4 million Americans filed for unemployment last week, pushing the total over 30.2 million. This means that 18.5% of the workforce is out of a job. In the Great Depression, unemployment peaked at about roughly 25%. Meanwhile, the Economic Policy Institute estimates that another 8 million Americans are unemployed but have not qualified for the benefits, either because of bureaucratic errors or unwillingness to navigate the cumbersome system. Now, I will tell you that we had a discussion earlier in the week. We were talking about that at least here in this state, we were trying to do a test, and we made it, I think it was 42 times before actually got through the system. And of course, you know, having the conversation and going through it, 42 times is not going to be what the average person is going to be willing to do. They're not going to be willing to sit there and go through that kind of torture of listening to that over and over and over again, trying to find out what exactly is going on. Now, I take a look at this and go, is there a better system in place? Is there a better way to do this? And that's the portion that I run into that I'm not 100% sure about. So I look at it and I have to turn to you as an audience member and ask you, you know, what are you seeing? What is going to be the best case scenario? What would work best in this particular incident or incidents? Because that's what we need to figure out. We need to try to make some things better for people that are out there, opposed to it just being the thing that it has occurred to happen as of late. And I know that's a lot there, but let's have those conversations. What can we do? And, you know, some people will push back and go, oh, well, there's jobs available. Well, there are some limited jobs available. And I guess, you know, you can do some pizza delivery kind of things, grocery delivery, if you have the opportunity to do so. But if you don't have money for fuel, or you can't afford car insurance, or even if your car has been repossessed, I mean, what are you going to do there? I mean, there's a lot of things to do. And what happens if you're elderly? It's not like you can go hang out in the general public. And I mean, let's just be realistic, too. It's not like Uber and Lyft at the moment is an option as well, because what ends up taking place is that with Uber and Lyft, you have to have passengers available that would be willing to take a ride. And I'm just not sure if there's a lot of people out there at the moment that are willing to go out there and put themselves out to go take a ride somewhere. I mean, that's something to think about, of course, because that's something that we have to be realistic about.
Duh.
So, I don't know. Anyways, let's continue down the path right here. Over the course of 12 days, a Texas high school principal traveled 800 miles to talk to about 612 graduating seniors at their doorsteps. Montgomery documented the travels on Facebook and snapped a picture of each student. It just seemed like the right thing to do. So if you take a look at it and you go over it and you say, okay, I'm going to do this and go visit all of them, you know, that's great. Now, what are we talking about here in regards of distancing? Because that's going to be the other question that's going to come up about the news story. And I take a look at it and I go, hey, it's good and all, but that's the risk. Then again, what are you doing for social distancing? And I know doorsteps, you can look at it however you want, and you can look at it and go, okay, Jay, it's not really as serious as you think. But man, what do you do there? What do you turn around and say? I mean, I don't know. I look at it and I go, this is crazy at the moment with all everything that's going on. So what are your thoughts about it? What is your belief behind the whole thing? I mean, it's a great thing as from a public relations as a principal to do it, but I don't know. I'm kind of torn in between with some of those things. I don't know. It's pretty, you know, pretty in between for me for sure. But I guess you just need to look at it from your point of view on how that should work.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves only on Safety FM.
So global shutdowns have cascading impacts for the poorest countries. The United Nations now fears that 130 million people will be living in starvation conditions by the end of the year. NBC News reports that working poor and countries dependent on tourism exports will be among the hardest hit. In the worst case scenario, the resulting death toll could outpace that of the coronavirus, with 300,000 people dying due to starvation every day over a 3-month period. Even before the pandemic, 821 people live with chronic hunger, and another 135 million face crisis levels. And I know it's Friday. We should be all excited, hustling and bustling and going back and forth and, you know, jumping for joy with the different things that are going on. Hey, it's, you know, you can look at it and go, it's the weekend. Some people still, you know, look at that if they're essential workers. But we have to talk about the real stuff that's going on out there. I don't want to sit here and pretend like a lot of it's not going on. I mean, I think it's an easy thing to do and go, oh, we're not going to talk about the impact. Now, the coronavirus is, yes, it is very impactful to everything going on. But some people are not really taking the deep dives into the average worker. And I know that we have a lot of conversations with safety professionals. This is why the titling of the Rated R Safety Show, I mean, that would be kind of dead obvious that would be the title of it. We can do a double go there. But look at it. Think about it. Are you able to help some of the people in your area? Are you able to do things out of the ordinary? You know, we talked about it a few days ago. Matter of fact, it might have been last week at this point. I mean, the days are running, starting to run together. How are you looking at it? Are you turning around and doing more out of the ordinary for some people? Are you assisting people in your neighborhood? I mean, this is really the time to step up. And I'm not just saying that for you. I'm also saying that for me. And organizations as well need to step up. And it's not the photo op moment. It so pisses me off that so many people want to take this as, oh, this is the opportunity for me to get my mug all over the place because I stepped out and did this shit for somebody. That's not what you should be doing it for. You should be doing it for, you want to be different. You want to do something to help others. It doesn't have to be instant gratification where it's online and social media. That's not what it's about. It's about helping others in times of need. And, you know, I don't want to stand up here on a soapbox and, you know, sing my swan song. But, man, there are some people that can step up and help, and they have the opportunity to do so. It's okay to help others, assist others, however you want to word it. But some people don't look at it that way. It's how much I can hoard. And you can tell right away the companies that are hoarding, that are also taking the moment for the photo op, and that's the only reason they're doing it. And it's so frustrating to sit here and see that. Now, I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, yes, our organization is a multi-million dollar organization and we're helping everybody out, blah, 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 behind the scenes, because I'd be lying to you. So that's something to think about on how people are able to assist people. It could be with anything. It could be with, hey, are you having issues? You can't find a job. Let me help you with your resume. Let me get this in front of some people that I know. Hey, let me be the person that they can call if there's a question or an issue. There's different things that you can do. It doesn't always have to be about money. People get so hung up on that money thing where I get scared sometimes of, you know, you can help others and it's not always money related. It's not always, hey, if it's not moolah, it doesn't count. Anyways, let me center myself once again.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
Anyways, going down the pike here, the director of Taiwan National Security Bureau told reporters on Thursday that Kim Young Jr. is sick, but didn't have much details. He drew the conclusion based on the available intelligence of the Taipei Times reports. Later in the day, the deputy at the NSB said intelligence operations couldn't confirm the junior situation one way or another, but added that their intelligence indicates that Junior is still in the country. So, a lot of questions have come up about the guy, about what's going on. I mean, just something to think about. And I know that this continues to be an ongoing news story because it is news. Because they are so secretive in that country of what exactly is going on. So look at it that way. It's not like we're trying to go back and forth and say, oh, we need to know exactly what is happening. But it's just a conversation piece for what is happening over there. So keep that in mind as we move forward. Astronomers have discovered a planet three times larger than Jupiter orbiting a star about 1,250 light years away. Researchers had already been aware of two other planets in the system, which are tiny compared to the much larger celestial partner. The giant new planet, dubbed Kepler-88d, takes about 4 years to orbit the sun, taking an elongated egg-shaped to orbit. You know, when you sit back and you think about some of that, about how we're just a rock that's floating or flying through the air that's rotating the sun, it's some scary shit to think about. I mean, it's some interesting stuff. Here's some perspective for you. Think about this. A 2014 National Institute of Health study of malaria determined that for roughly about 100 billion, malaria could be fully eradicated worldwide by the year 2030. Each year, an estimated 400,000 people die from malaria, an entirely treatable disease. More than half of those deaths are children under the age of five. So far, 5% of the $2 trillion the United States government spent on temporary financial stopgap during the coronavirus, the world could virtually end malaria, an illness that this year will kill, they're saying about twice the number of the people who will die of coronavirus or COVID-19, however you look at it. So what do you see there? Do you deem that as crucial? And this is just a question because, of course, this is going to turn into one of these things of, well, this is media hype. I've heard so many people talk about media hype as of late related to the coronavirus. So it just depends on how you want to look at it. I look at it and I go, I know some people that have been infected. I know some people that are suffering from it. So I can only go based on what I'm seeing. And yeah, you can say the same thing about malaria. You can say the same thing about a lot of diseases. But this is having a national impact currently, or world impact, because there's not really anything in place to take care of it. And they're saying that it is contagious and airborne. So look at it that way. Anyways, let's continue. The discovery of a giant fossilized dinosaur tail now leads researchers to believe that certain species were able to swim in water. The fossil's fragment belonged to a Spinosaurus. Yeah, you heard me correctly, a Spinosaurus, and is estimated between 90 and 100 million years old. There's only one skeleton of that species in the world. And swimming capabilities have been long debated by experts, but the lead research team says that the new findings are unambiguous and evidence for an aquatic propulsive structure in a dinosaur. So. That's interesting. I wonder if they're going to have to go back and reshoot parts of Jurassic Park now, as this is being discussed. I don't know. Just wanted to bring that up. Tupac Shakur is alive and well. On Monday, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said the state got an unemployment claim for Tupac Shakur and laughed off a bad apple gaming the system. But it turns out that Tupac Malik Shakur is 46-year-old cook who lost his job and first filed for unemployment back on March 13, and he still hasn't gotten a check. So yeah, Tupac is alive and well, but not the Tupac that you were thinking. Just wanted to bring that up. Something to think about there. Anyways, while the number of the United States coronavirus infection is touted as one of the worst in the world, the U.S. death rate is among some of the lowest. And I guess, you know, death rates are death rates, and I don't know if you can really put a good spin on there. Anyways, there's been about 178 deaths per million in the U.S., by contrast, Belgium has had one of the world's worst reported death rates, roughly about 642 for every million. Some of the others are Spain at 510 per million, Italy 453 per million, UK 392 per million, France 353 per million, the Netherlands 265 per million, Ireland 239 per million, Sweden 231. And then Switzerland at 199 per million. So it's something to look at. I mean, and of course, like I always tell you, don't always just take the information that I tell you and run with it. Take a look, make a determination, and vet some of the info. I vet the info as we do this because I want to make sure that you have everything up and running, opposed to it just being words that I'm telling you. Anyways, we have been talking about some stuff, so let's talk about this as partially as our main story.
Is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So, some changes have been taking place at Safety FM. We have been talking about over the last little bit that there's some changes would be happening, so I want to come in and make some reference to that right away. So, as of today, at safetyfm.com, safetyfm.live, the iOS app or the streamers, whichever one you're looking at us at or listening to us, we are doing some changes to our scheduling. So I just want to kind of go through it. If you did listen to the Safety FM mini show this morning, you'll know about the changes already, but I wanted to cover them one more time with you. So starting right now, starting at 6 o'clock in the morning, we have the pre-accident investigation with Dr. Todd Conklin, followed by Sheldon Primus with the Safety Consultant podcast at 7 a.m., then Blaine J. Hoffman with the Safety Pro podcast, and that's at 8. At 9 a.m., they have Mike Saddam with Crucial Talks, followed by Jill James with the Accidental Safety Pro. At 11 or right before this show, you'll have the opportunity to take a listen to the Safety Justice League. Then, of course, we have our show here at noon, Monday through Friday, followed by Drew Ray and David Proven. Now, we have not talked a lot about them, but if you have ever watched Mythbusters, I would say that this is the safety version of Mythbusters. And they're very scientific on how they do the whole thing. So this one's called Safety of Works, and it starts right directly after our show at the 1 o'clock hour here. And then it's followed by the Hop Nerd, Sam Goodman, at 2 o'clock. Then the Essential Leadership Podcast with Rob Fisher at 3. Then you'll hear me do my normal show, the Jay Allen Show, starting at 4 p.m. And then at 6 p.m., we have Tim Ludwig rounding us off. And then from 7 till the following morning at 6, there's being some rotations. We do a replay of the Rated R Safety Show at 11 p.m. Eastern time as well, just so you know. That way you can take a listen to it if you're in the middle of the night. All these times, of course, are Eastern time based, just so you are fully aware. And that's part of the changes of what we're doing scheduling wise. Now, if you have been listening to some of our podcast, we did lose a couple. We did lose a couple of our podcasters. So going forward, they will no longer be here in regards to some of the podcasts. And we do, you know, hope them well in their future endeavors, as people like to say. Great people. They just have opted not to go into this new thing that we're doing, and that's perfectly fine. Our focus, as we have told you from day one, will always be the radio station. So we want to put a lot more focus on the radio station. Now, the radio station, what we've been doing is, as soon as we get a show new or in live format, we actually release it right there on the spot. That way it's already there. I mean, you can listen to the podcast version, but you also have the availability to listen to the show almost literally in real time. Some of the shows that I do personally, I do the recording of the podcast, but it's really the live radio format that we've converted over. So like right now, if you waited a little bit and a little after the 1 o'clock hour, this show that you're listening right now, we drop in a podcast version. So you have the opportunity to take a listen to it. And, you know, this way you don't have to hit the live stream. I mean, we prefer you live. That way we can interact together. And these are some of the things that we have decided to do. Now, with that being said, we have decided to change podcast providers. I will tell you, when we started off doing this whole thing, we did a couple of different ones. We went to one, we're not in love with it, and then we moved relatively quickly to Spreaker. And I want to say we moved to Spreaker quickly. I want to say within the first 3-4 episodes of, at the time, the Jay Allen Show was called Safety FM, because we didn't know what this was going to grow into. Now, I have to tell you, Spreaker has provided with me with some of the best opportunities in regards to podcasting. And what do I mean when I say that? I want to talk about the way that they were able to source the material that we were using. They also gave us the ability to do what we call a 24/7 live stream. So we were able to be radio-like, even though we already had a full-blown radio station. And I don't want this to come across as an infomercial for Spreaker, because that's not what it is. But they have really, really good service for what they do. Now, we already have a radio station. And as we have moved into this new podcast world, as we're kind of going through the path, we have changed some of the ways that we were doing our podcast. So we saw some redundancies to how we moved forward with Spreaker. And with everything going on, everybody's doing cost-cutting measures that make sense for their organizations, and we had to do that same thing here. We already had a radio station, so Spreaker was essentially our second radio station because they were allowing us to do the live stream, and we already had access to a full-blown podcast system on how we actually have everything set up. So we have opted to leave Spreaker after being with them for a few years now. Now, I have to tell you, I have nothing but love for the people at Spreaker. Their customer service was always above and beyond. Anytime we had questions, we would reach out. They responded right away. We really did appreciate the time. At least I appreciated the time of being on here on Spreaker. So after this show today, if you are listening to us on Spreaker, we will be going directly to safetyfm.com. And you can find all of the podcasts there. If you listen to one of our hosts and they are being hosted somewhere else, it will direct you directly to where that host is being hosted with the podcast. Just so you know, the people that left, you know, there will no longer be associations with the page, so that their pages will be gone. So you will not be able to find those there. And like I said, nothing against those people. They were great. We appreciated the time. They just did not like our new format, our new module on how we were doing things. And that's understandable. I mean, we're always going to be get together for a time period. Like I always tell people, we're not doing this with the, you know, that we're together until death do us part. I understand that. But this is the changes that are taking place. I look at it, and as we move forward, this is going to be the new format. The radio station will be the new format. The radio station will be the focus. That is why it's called Safety FM, as we have discussed this on multiple occasions. So we have nothing for but love for the people at Spreaker, but today, after the show, this will be the last broadcast on Spreaker. I'm sure they'll still carry our podcast. I'm pretty sure of that because they are, you know, they relay those podcasts, and that's perfectly fine. But as the live radio station aspect goes, we will no longer be there. So I just want to say that I'm very thankful for the people at Spreaker, and they really did assist and helped build our brand, and we grew significantly with what they were providing with for us at the time. So thank you, and really do appreciate it. Nothing but love, hope, you know, and great success in the future. And I wanted to make sure that we took a few moments and we discussed that because they played such an integral part to what we were doing here at Safety FM. So there's not much more that I can say, but thank you and really much appreciation for everything that you have done for us up to this point.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
And by no means did I want that to sound like any kind of Debbie Downer, because I know that that could come across that way right away. So let's go, because I want to make sure that we do this. So every Friday for the last few Fridays, we've been doing this, and there should be no change here. So here's what we're going to do. Let me see here. Nope, that's the wrong one. What we are going to do, same thing as always. I want you to get all that frustration that you've had for the whole week, everything that's built up, everything you have not been able to get out. I'm going to give you 30 seconds there. I'm going to post it on the clock. I want you to yell, scream, shout, do what you need to do, and just get it out of your system, because it's crucial. It's very crucial to get it out. Just make sure that nobody's too close. We don't want anybody to think that you're going cray-cray as we do this. So let's do the countdown. I'm going to give you a clock here in 3, 2, 1.
Duh.
Okay, that calls it time, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully you were able to get everything out that you needed to get out, because I know it has been a tough week for a lot of us. So hopefully this can kind of get you into a little bit better mood as we move forward towards the weekend. I don't know if that plays a factor or not. Anyways, let's talk about the lottery real quick. No winner for Tuesday's night's Mega Million drawing. Tonight's drawing will be for $200 million or $161.8 million cash payout. No winner for Wednesday's night's Powerball drawing. Saturday's drawing will be for $51 million jackpot or a $41.9 million cash payout. So this is the opportunities that you have if you are into that kind of stuff. So that's great. So just keep on going from there. Anyways, earlier in the week, we did have a brief discussion, because some people had requested talking about some of the celebrity stuff. So let's do that real quick. Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler's divorce is getting messy. The formerly reported filed with legal docs this week, accusing the latter of withholding money from her that she claims he initially had no problem with her spending last fall. According to the docs, Kristen started house hunting last year after things took a turn for the worse in their marriage. At the time, she claims that Jay never objected to her getting her own place. She later halted the search when they decided to give their marriage one last try. Now, with a divorce on the table, Kristen claims that Jay is punishing her by not releasing the funds. Well, I mean, you have to look at it. I don't know if there were shared funds, so I don't want to, you know, pass judgment. But think about it for what it is. So who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Some Britney Spears news about her burning down her gym. I'm not sure if that's important. Three albums are being released today. If you're looking into the music world, I'll tell you, last week I was pretty excited. Glenn Danzig released a Danzig Sings Elvis album. That was pretty exciting for me. I enjoyed my Friday because of it. But today, Kenny Chesney released Here and Now. Havoc release number 5, or you can say the letter V. Let's see. The Psychedelic Furs, Made of Rain, released theirs. Oh, and there's a fourth album. Hold on real quick. Vader's Solitude in Madness. Wow. Does that seem like an appropriate title at the moment? So that's something to think about as we move forward. Anyways, a lot of people have hit me up because of the information that we discussed yesterday about the American Society of Safety Professionals changing their Safety 2020 to a virtual conference. The biggest complaint that people hit me up with about how the pricing structure has changed. And the pricing, well, let me rephrase that. The pricing structure stayed the same. The conference changed. And the biggest gripe was, where exactly are all this money going to? Couple questions that came up. Why are they charging so much? Because they have to, they're not paying for a facility. And number two, are the speakers getting paid this year because they're charging such a high price? I don't know. Like I have told you before, and I will say it again, I keep on sending out invites, keep on asking the question. I would love for the president of the ASSB or the CEO of the ASSB to come on. We will do the broadcast live and just cover some of the questions. Give them the opportunity to share with the audience on what was, you know, the thinking behind it. Now, I want to make reference to this. The whole conversation originally started with, why haven't they canceled it or moved it to virtual? They have moved it to virtual. So I have to tell you, that is a great first step. The pricing structure was a concern as well, and the networking. So two out of the three things they have handled. And believe me, I'm not changing my mind on what I have told you from day one. I am giving you the information. I said three things. Two for sure I remember. A third one I think was added in. But the pricing structure, you know, I think it's kind of high. And I was talking to some of my colleagues that are in this neck of the woods in this kind of business. And they even said, there's not going to be a lot of people that are willing to pay $1,000, talking about the non-members or close thereof, for a virtual meeting. Just not going to happen. But we'll see what happens over the next few weeks. Like I said, that invitation's open to the CEO and the president until May the 5th. From that point on, the invitation will be rescinded. And then we will start talking a little bit more. Anyways, let's talk about the days of the year that you can celebrate today. National Loyalty Day. May Day. National Mother Goose Day. National Chocolate Parfait Day. Law Day. School Principals Day. Silver Star Service Banner Day. National Space Day. And School Lunch Hero Day. Those are some days that you can celebrate. So if you're into that kind of festivities, go ahead and do so. Are you currently in a state where they're partially starting to open today? I know several states have started doing some of that. Today here in Florida, they have started doing some changes on where you can actually go into a store, a retail store, but there cannot be more than 25% of the capacity of what the store can hold. So I don't know if that's going on in your neck, but something to think about as we do go forward. So this is pretty much it for today before the weekend. I know it's, I don't know. I kind of have a lot of mixed emotions, to be quite honest with you, about this whole thing with leaving Spreaker. It's, you know, you're kind of accustomed to something and then all of a sudden it changes, and that's just really the way that it goes. So anyways, before I forget, I want to make sure that I reference this. Next week, we have a pretty big announcement of something going on the Jay Allen show, so make sure you stay tuned for that one. I think some of us out there will be excited about what I have to say. So I will bring that to you as soon as we announce it on the Jay Allen show. And then, as always, we've been talking about this, so I want to make sure that I reference it again, especially because we're not going to talk here for the next few days. But if you are running into suicidal thoughts or currently suffering of any verge of depression, or any form of depression, better saying, there is a number that can help you. And that's 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-TALK, 1-800-273-8255. Or you can go to suicidepreventionlifeline.org. That's suicidepreventionlifeline.org. And they can assist you in this time of need. Remember that there is a chat box that's available on their website currently. Their texting ability is down, so that is not active. So please call the number or go to the website. Also, the other one that I talk about all the time is to write love on her arms. So you have those two options to go to. To write love on her arms will give you some of the resources that are available in the local area if you want to do it that way. So don't let these, if you have some lingering thoughts, thinking about self-harming, don't hesitate to contact them at the suicidepreventionlifeline.org and move forward from there. I think that it would be a great benefit to you if you are going through something, or if you know of anyone who is in need. I mean, it's one of those two things for sure. So just keep that in mind. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM, and that is the listener. Now, I am going to transition, and I'm going to hang out on the radio station, and I'm going to leave the video cast as we speak right now. You can follow along at safety.fm, or you can go to safetyfm.com or safetyfm.live or the different apps. I only say this from the standpoint of I want to hang out, do a little bit of music with the Spreaker folks. We will be dropping them off at 1 o'clock. So if you are on the streamer, so if you're watching us on the stream, please feel free on coming along so we can move forward together. Anyways, I always appreciate everything that you guys do. You are the best part of Safety FM, as we have said 1,000 times before. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
Duh.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.